So now, how many years have you been married?
Well, I was married 52 years, and I lost my wife 12 years ago, the 5th of October. And so I've been a widower beginning 13 years now.
Was your wife from
No, my
this
wife was
area?
from Tacoma, Washington. I met her when I was in service, when I was stationed in Fort Lewis, Washington. I met her there, and as it was, we kind of fell for each other, and then she moved out, became a farmer's wife, and we everything was fine. But of course, she was didn't wasn't allowed as much time as I have had.
Did she like living in Iowa, the change from?
Yes, she seemed to like it out here all right. When we first came out here on the train, we went through South Dakota, and of course that was barren. That was barren in those days already, and she shed tears. She didn't know. She didn't know whether she was going to handle that or not. But then, when she got in and found out where there was civilization out here too, just a little more of it than in South Dakota. That's all.
Did your children like living in this, in a smaller rural area growing up?
I think they did. They enjoyed the farm and so on. And of course, none of them married a farmer, so they're all have various lifestyles. But no, they're not associated with a farm at all.
So over the years when you were growing up, what was some of the technology changes that you really saw as big? Was it like the when the television or
Oh, of course. Radio came in. I can't recall how old I was, but actually, I can remember the first radio we had was Atwater Kent. Well, I don't think they've been around for many, many, many years. Television came in. Actually, my folks had a television before my wife and I did a few years, but then, of course, we eventually got a television and,
so as a young teenager, what did you do for fun? Did you come to town on Saturday night or?
Oh, yes, as a young kid, you bet. You came to town on Saturday night. You can bet. You did chores a little bit earlier and got cleaned up, and you went to town on Saturday night. And many times you went, they had these small towns had movies and so on in those days. And many times you go to the movies, and it was just a social thing. Well, in many cases, why a wife would go to the grocery store and the husband maybe go play a pool or whatever, and 11 o'clock or so, probably normal time coming home in there someplace. Yes.
What was the first car that you owned? Yeah, what was your first car?
Well, I didn't own it, but I drove a Model T Ford to high school for the first 2 years. Well, then Dad bought me a Model A, which was not quite a cream puff, but it was a little advanced, and I drove that the last years of high school, and my sister then drove it a year. She was a year younger than me, or a little more than a year, and then she drove it the last year. And well, then if I stayed on the farm, my dad had a 36 Ford, and he wanted a different car, so he gave me the 36 Ford, and which I drove then till I went to the service. I went to the service in 1942. Well, while I was gone, the neighbor needed a car, and well, I thought, well, I'll get something different when I came back. So I can't remember how much money exchanged anymore, but the neighbor got the 36 Ford, and I had to buy an old, or well, my dad, I didn't have, see, the service didn't pay you any money. I didn't, when I came home, I didn't have any money. So then I had to get a, it was a pretty much of a junk of a 37 Ford, and then I drove that for a while. Well, then you bought used car, they didn't cost much, and so it just kept going. Of course, I'm still not a car person. All I want is it worked. That's good enough.
I had read somewhere that there was a tornado that came through this area in 1984.
Yes, I escaped totally. But some of the neighbors, yes, they lost their house, and there was considerable damage around. But in my case, I escaped, and I felt very grateful for that.
So when you came back after being gone for the war, did you see any changes in the smaller town or not a lot?
Well, a few. My dad bought a combine. Of course, it was a pull type, just a old single-roll combine while I was in service, so we no longer had to shock oats and so on, and I never picked corn by hand. We used to pick up down rows and in rows and so on, because it would run, the things they had, it would run down so much of the corn. And but other than that, you still cultivated corn, which of course is you don't do anymore. And but you didn't. But in my case, my dad and I's case, you didn't cut and shock oats. You windrowed them, and then they picked them up out of the windrow, and so that was one less job. And yeah.
Did you have any livestock?
Oh yes, I made my living with livestock. Well, of course, it was on the farm in those days. It was kind of the housewife's job, but of course I always helped with it. We had chickens and hogs and so on. And when I was young, you didn't grind feed and so on. It was fed mostly corn and oats and ground some of it. And of course, you always had horses, farmed horses. I cultivated from the time I was big enough till finally got a tractor. I can remember that my dad had bought a what they call a regular farm all in those days, and he didn't have the best horses, and I was so tickled as a kid when he bought that tractor and bought a cultivator for it that I got the giggles. I was tickled to death that we had that I could cultivate with that tractor. And my dad, as I repeat myself, my dad didn't like to cultivate. So that was always my job, except for the 4 years I was in the service. So that was my job to cultivate. And he had a cart that you could bolt on your, when you drag, you used to drag the corn for weed control before the corn came up. And I used to ride that, but also I have cultivated not so many acres where you walk behind the drag, a four-section drag, they call it, and I didn't dislike that too much, but you did what had to be done in those days. And so, yes, and of course there was always barns to clean and chicken houses to clean and hog houses to clean and so on, and it was all handwork in those days. And then later on, I had 4,000 cage layers. It was just getting it going then, and that was a fair size. Although there were larger ones, and now of course you go into the hundreds and thousands and millions of these things. And then I did farrow and finish 1,000 hogs the last year I farmed. Raised hogs, that is, and so time changed.
How many buildings were on the farm when you were a child as opposed to how many buildings
oh,
do you have
boy,
now? Did you keep them all?
Well, you always had the barn, that was, and a granary, and a hog house, and a brooder house or two, and I don't know, what did I name a granary? But you kind of expanded on that. You enlarged the hog house and the barn. Of course, all through my youth, we milked cows. And that's another thing that happened. Dad bought a milking machine. And so it was no longer milk cows by hand, but we used to milk cows by hand. But when I came home in the service, then they had a milking machine. So that was, except fresh cows, you usually milk them right after they calve. You'd milk them by hand yet, but But with milk machine, you didn't do that anymore. And my mother helped a lot. She was, of course, a farm gal, and she helped a lot. She ran the tractor some, and so.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Just a sister.